producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Adam Thompson.
You can't handle the truth.
Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real unbiased talk.
Those who want respect, give respect.
You never know what he'll say next.
This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Adam Thompson Show. Hey, thanks for joining us. I love when you guys creep into my studio here, and we get to have a little fun on a Saturday night and just talk about the most trending topics that are going on around the globe. I love the tweets and the emails that you guys send me. You know, every morning when I wake up and I go to the computer, I see some of the best videos and links posted to my Facebook site by you guys, some great tweets. And all these different topics, all these different ideas for segments, I love it. Keep it coming. For those of you who haven't joined in the fun yet, visit us, www.adamthompsonlaw.com. That's everything for the, relating to the Adam Thompson Show, from all our shows that are archived, so you can hear all past episodes with our great guests, our panelists, our debates. Almost any topic you want to know about, you'll find something on there. And, of course, you'll be able to visit our Facebook page and tweet us at Adam Thompson Law. And, of course, post comments and your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you guys. It's what keeps the show going, and I want to thank you again. I really want to talk about what's going on in this case involving Sandra Bland. And I got a lot of tweets and emails about it, and people want to obviously know my thoughts on this because I've been a practicing criminal attorney for over 25 years and handling civil rights violations, including major cases against, you know, city, state, and local law enforcement agencies and police officers that are involved in misconduct, excessive force, false arrests, all related subjects like that. And this is something very dear to my heart because, you know, I got involved in criminal law because this is something growing up in East Flatbush, Brooklyn, you know, in an economically depressed area. I saw things that could happen that can be bad. I grew up seeing how involvement with the police can be bad and, you know, different paths that people could take. So I always said when I got older, I wanted to make a difference and get involved in changing things like this. So the law has always been something very important to me, and I knew from a young age I wanted to get in the legal field in one way, shape, or form, whether I was going to be a lawyer, a politician, run to be a senator to change laws, something like that. And I found my niche obviously doing criminal defense and doing civil rights cases. And it's a good feeling when you think you impacted changing things that affect lots of people. And by bringing people that did injustice to other people to task and make them pay a penalty for that and hope that by them being brought to justice and paying a penalty, that it'll change the way that other people that might consider doing those kind of actions to think twice and not do it, particularly when I do these police misconduct cases. And when I look at all the cases that are on the news now, and Eric Garner jumps at me the most because I was very vocal about this and I thought it was so wrong what happened in that case and so highly disappointing that the officer in that case was not charged and indicted and convicted for his actions. And, of course, I'm talking about placing Eric Garner in a chokehold resulting in his death. And all you got to do is watch the video. It isn't as if I have a particular political slant or someone else has another slant. A picture's worth a thousand words, so what's a video with audio worth? This guy was selling Lucy's, folks, loose cigarettes on the street. You know what the encounter should have been? Hey, Eric Garner, there you're on the street, you're selling Lucy's. Come on, you know better than that. How many times have we given you summonses in the past? You're always on the street selling Lucy's. What was his response? I'm not selling Lucy's. Come on, man, you're wrong. You guys are just harassing me. Okay, you know what? Save it, tell it to the judge. Here's a summons, Eric. Here you go. You got to appear in court. Get on your way. Move off this corner now. Boom. That's it. The whole encounter's over, folks. Give him a summons. Send him on his way. A nonviolent crime selling Lucy's. How does it escalate into he's then surrounded because he's what? Disputing the facts. All people, when they're getting arrested, are always, what's the thing you always hear? It's not me. I didn't do it. I'm not guilty. And then later on, they may plead guilty. Whatever happens, happens. But the bottom line is, people always immediately say they didn't do it. They may dispute it or whatever. Police officers are the professionals here, folks. They're the ones who are trained. They're the ones that accept the job. They know the responsibility going into it. And part of the training is, just like if you work in any form of dealing with the public, as a teacher in retail, working in a fast food store, most of the public is going to be great, nice, respectful people, cooperative people, friendly people. But you're going to get that element of a few percent, 5%, maybe even as high as 10% of that population you'll be dealing with will be ignorant, stupid, abusive, maybe even aggressive, maybe even violent. And guess what, folks? Cops know this going into the job. Guess what? They know this after training, because part of becoming a police officer is undergoing rigorous training and psychological training on how to deal with all the different elements of the public, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and being able to respond to those people in an appropriate way. So when they get out of hand and they act stupid and they get aggressive, you know how to respond. Don't escalate it too fast. Don't even try to escalate it at all. If you're going to use force, gradually amp that force up step by step progressively. It doesn't have to immediately go from an argument and exchange of words to my gun is drawn and I'm firing shots. There's ways to do things. That's why cops are trained. If cops get trained better, less things will happen in the future. But that doesn't mean that you still, with all the best training, can't put bad apples out there who are just naturally aggressive people. Maybe it's time that we amp up the psychological profiling and training and selection of police officers to find people that have aggressive tendencies or may have racial undertones or things along those lines, because it seems like there's a lot of people slipping through the cracks that are driving those patrol cars every day with those thoughts or those ideologies. And we can do something about it, because when you watch the Eric Garner video, he didn't have to be placed in that chokehold. And when you see him on the ground not moving and he needs medical attention should have been provided. So why do I talk about so much about Eric Garner? And of course, how does this relate to the case involving Sandra Bland? Folks, Sandra Bland is now dead. How she got dead, committed suicide, did something happen when she was being held in custody? We don't know. There's an investigation that's ongoing. Autopsy reports show that she hung herself. We don't know anything more than that, so I don't speak on things that are pending, which I wish everybody else would do, including mainstream media. Wait till the facts come out before you pass judgment, because facts is power, information is power, knowledge is power. Wait till you get the information. But that is an aside. What troubles me about this case? Well, just like Eric Garner, a woman's now dead, regardless of how we get to this point, because she failed to put a turn signal, whether she was making a left or a right turn, on her car. This is why she was stopped by that officer. A nonviolent crime, a basic run-of-the-mill traffic infraction that should have resulted in nothing more than a, ma'am, do you know why I pulled you over? You failed to signal, and here's a summons. You got to report to traffic court now, and you'll probably get points on your license and pay a fine. Boom, 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 boom. We're done, folks. That's the whole encounter. How does this turn into a situation where this officer goes to this woman's car and her window and makes all these demands that are improper? And let's call them what they are, folks. They're improper. He tells her to put out her cigarette. Guess what, officer? She's in her car. She's allowed to listen to music in her car, smoke a cigarette in her car, drink a Coca-Cola if she wants in her car. She can do those things. None of that stuff's illegal. You can't tell someone to put out a cigarette in their car. She's not doing anything illegal doing that. So that was an improper request. And when she says back to you, why do I got to put my cigarette out? There's nothing illegal about it. You should appropriately respond to that. You shouldn't even ask her to do it, but the response should be appropriate. His response was, I'm going to light you up. There's not an intelligent thinking person in the world that wouldn't take that statement, I'm going to light you up, and you say it in that kind of aggressive tone, I'm going to light you up, that wouldn't think that they were in potential harm's way. Nobody would think that. If you were told that in a bar by someone you didn't know, you would think you were going to get attacked. This officer was wrong, folks. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. We'll be right back.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, everybody, it's that time on the Adam Thompson Show where we get down and dirty. We go in the pit. It's debate time, where we bring in the top experts from around the country to discuss all the trending topics that you guys are asking questions about that we see and hear on the news, but a lot of things that you don't hear on mainstream news that we will only cover here on the Adam Thompson Show. So with that said, let's get started. I want to welcome our three guests today from the Morning Talk Show, 107.3 FM WBRP, Kevin Gallagher, radio talk show host of the Global Dispatch, Brandon Jones, joining us again. And from the Sound of Freedom radio show, Ryan Brooks, Gentlemen, welcome to the pit. It's time to debate. Let's get down and dirty, no holds barred. Let it rip, okay, gentlemen?
Let's go. All right.
Okay, very good. Let's start with you on this one, Kevin. You know, this really troubles me. I've been a very outspoken person about how I think the Iranian deal that was entered into by the United Nations with the approval of the United States is a complete disaster. I think it compromised our national security. I don't think we really got anything back from it except to push back the inevitable, maybe on a timetable of Iran getting a deal for nuclear arms later than sooner, but they're going to get them in any event, and sanctions are going, et cetera, et cetera. We now find out that there's actually two side deals that the IAEA entered into with Iran that none of us know anything about, certainly not members of Congress. Do you think the U.S. got bamboozled? Did we really just enter into a really bad deal that's now even showing to be worse, that there's side deals that no one even really knew about?
In a word, yes. I think that this is the hallmark of this administration, is that things are being withheld from America and Congress. Deals are being made. And stuff is being done on the side. It's all very sleight of hand. Hey, look over here while we're doing this over there. And, yeah, I think it's only a matter of time. If Iran wants a bomb, they're going to have one. And this only, if anything, delays it a little bit. But if Iran wants nuclear weapons, they're going to have nuclear weapons. I think this deal may have just paved the way for that to even maybe even happen sooner.
Yeah, I agree with you, Kevin. Brandon, let me get to you next. Do you think with all the criticism that the Obama administration has taken, certainly, you know, the GOP, Republicans are all over this, conservatives are all over this, the candidates are all over this, oh, it's a bad deal, we know Benjamin Netanyahu's been blasting it from its inception. Now that we hear that there's these two side deals, do you think it just makes matters that much worse that something that was hard to defend to begin with is now getting to that point that maybe Congress will actually get votes and get Democrats across the aisle and actually override a veto, the veto that Obama says he will put out there if there is a vote against it?
Well, we'd all like to see that, but I don't think he'd probably pull the numbers to, even though the side deals really just kind of point again to another incompetence of the administration. As we said on this show before, you know, I can't even imagine that we walked in the room, we went through all of this, and we still have Americans that are in an Iranian prison. We went through all of this, we've done these things, we find out there's these secret deals that probably undermine the entire investigative process, the these inspections that are allegedly going to take place, and yet two to three days after the deal, death to America and death to Israel is being chanted, led by the Ayatollah. So I don't know how the administration can, in good conscience, try to keep spinning the deal as positive. In fact, that's not what John Kerry is saying. John Kerry is going around going, well, it's just going to look bad. I mean, they can kind of go on without us. I mean, the Chinese and the Russians will lead the pull of sanctions. So we'll just lose faith if we just don't go ahead and go with it. So they've already kind of backed off even trying to spin it as a good deal. So I don't think they'll be able to pull enough of the Democrats in to probably get to a veto proof and try to get something through that would actually really nip this off and really kind of give us an escape clause. And that's really sad and frustrating.
It's very frustrating, and it's just so shocking to me that for such an important part of history, I mean, that's really what this is. This is a turning point in history because putting the bomb in the hand of Iran, who may possibly either not use it themselves, forget, let's take that off the table. The fact that there's such a big supporter, and according to records and statistics, the largest supporter of terror, both financially and just spiritually, how they fund and send arms to and support to these terrorist groups around the globe, particularly in the Middle East. What would prevent them from giving this technology or information or even just getting these weapons to a terrorist organization to let them do the dirty work and either launch it against Israel, one of our allies, or even somewhere over in the United States? So, Ryan, am I missing something, or does this make that threat even just more realistic?
Well, Adam, I hate to rain on your parade, but from my perspective, you know, I think about George W. Bush, and I remember how bad it was, and we used to think anything could be better. Anything is better than George W. Bush. And boy, were we wrong. Not only do we have worse than Bush, we have many people consider to be the worst president ever. A lot of people are really upset with this guy. So many epic failures on his part, Adam. I'm not even surprised. Of course, John Kerry and Barack Obama messed this up. Of course, it's just another thing for Republicans and the controlled opposition on the right to say, look, we told you, now they can basically pick up the pieces. I mean, the American public have been dumbed down to catchy slogans and really shiny trinkets, more or less. So all you got to do is blame Obama. And we got a lot to blame Obama about right now. So it sounds like just more of the same. I mean, to me, it's kind of a puppet show. I don't believe all the hype about Iran. I think the thing missing from the conversation in the mainstream is, we need to explore why they hate us. We've been messing with them since the 1950s, from the overthrow of Mossadegh, the installation of the Shah, the Iran-Iraq war in the 1980s. Iran lost 1 million men in that war. And we were involved in that. I mean, by funding Saddam Hussein in Iraq. So, we don't get that. We just get warmongering, fearmongering. We've got to do something about Iran. Netanyahu's been promoting the Iran's going to get a bomb since the early 1990s, and we still take this guy serious. So I'm not worried about it. I think it's more of the same, but they've got to get more war going. So this kind of fits the agenda.
Well, let me just throw this back at you, Ryan. You say that Netanyahu said that they were going to get the bomb from the 90s. We know that, but for interference from Israel, and I think the U.S. was involved in some way, shape, or form, there were cyber attacks on a lot of the technology and information on computer systems that Iran had, and because of a cyber attack and other forms of military intervention by Israel, they did set them back many, many years in their development. So, but for that happening, who knows where Iran would have been at this point? I mean, you agree that obviously that there was some interference in the past. Who knows where they would have been by now, correct?
Well, yeah, I'd agree with you there. I mean, I'm sure Israel's done their part. I'm familiar with the story you bring up about the computer attacks and whatnot. But regardless, I think the bigger issue is looking at why they hate us. I mean, I've been to Afghanistan. Many of my friends have been to Iraq, and we got all kinds of stories for you of things we did to those people overseas that would give them justice to hate us forever. Our involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan has created millions of boogeymen from the Middle East that hate us. And I think it's unfortunate a lot of people don't get that story either. They don't get what our soldiers are really doing over there, which just fuels this animosity that these people have over there for us.
Well, I don't disagree with that, Ryan. We have to try to change the ideology and the culture and see if we can make that work, because that's the only way to eventually get worldwide peace, that if we can get our enemies to understand our culture and understand cultural differences between all of us, then maybe that's the way we get this. Just continual war, keeping this military war machine going is not the answer. So I don't agree with that either. But I don't want to see Iran with a bomb, I can tell you that. We only got a few seconds before the break. When we come back, gentlemen, I want you to think, because we'll be picking up on the second half of this. I want to talk about ISIS. There's a new ISIS threat out there where they say they are now going to use drones at big public events. So we'll get to that when we continue with the Adam Thompson Show. We'll be back right after this.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, we're back. We left off talking about the Iranian deal. Before we move on to ISIS, as I mentioned before the break, just want to take a quick yes or no answer, gentlemen. Real quick, I'll start with you, Kevin. Do you think Congress, one, is going to vote against approving the Iranian deal? Do you think the president will veto? And do you think that there'll be an override of that veto? Yes or no's on those three questions.
Yes. Yes, the president will veto. No on the override. I don't think they have the will or the guts.
Okay, what do you think, Brandon?
I don't think they have the votes to get that far.
Okay, and Ryan?
I'll be honest to tell you at this point, I don't even care to know. I mean, the research, brother.
Okay, so it looks like the panel pretty much thinks that there'll be congressional opposition to it, but not enough to override a veto. So it looks like we're going to be stuck with this Iranian deal for the better or worse. Who knows when a new administration comes in if they'll re-raise the issue and try to fix it if it's really as bad as we all think it is. Hopefully it won't be to our detriment in the near future. We all have to keep our eyes on Iran. I think the only saving grace we have is we know that Israel will be keeping a very close watch on things. And if they really do get close to a bomb or circumvent what the inspectors are doing from the UN, I think that they will take matters into their own hands to perfect, you know, to protect their national security, which in turn protects ours. So applause to Israel. Hope you keep up the good work, and I hope you keep this Iranian deal in the rearview mirror all the way and watching what they're doing. So let's get to this new story that just came out today. And it kind of really troubles me because, ironically, I just looked at something else that's related to this, just in a normal sort of thing. A story broke today that said that ISIS, the Islamic State, is looking to use drones that they could acquire, obviously, through Amazon or a number of different sites that are selling them. Those are just basic public-use drones that people now use to photograph things and virtual of other things. But they might even get their hands on commercial-grade drones, which can carry heavier objects and such, to use for both propaganda and terrorism by going to big events, whether it's big football games, maybe even theme parks, whoever knows, whatever it's going to be, and basically attach either bombs or weapons to these devices and use them against the public. I find this article very interesting for a big reason, because I just saw a video not even a day ago on YouTube that showed a regular drone that you can purchase through Amazon of which someone had rigged a firearm to it, and it was capable of flying, holding the firearm, was able to be controlled to discharge the firearm and release rounds, presumably down into a crowd if it wanted to be used in that manner. So if a person could post a video like that on YouTube and show how easy it is to do that, I would think people working for ISIS could easily duplicate the same and far worse. Is this a real threat now that we got to worry about, Brandon Jones, that they're going to be using drones against us at events like this?
Well, we're always finding out stuff after the fact, so obviously the governments are probably going to be well aware of this type of threat and probably strategically planned accordingly, but now it's going to raise some awareness. It's going to create some scare tactics probably through the populace. Obviously, what they're capable of doing in Britain is probably significantly different than what they're capable of doing here and raising a certain kind of red flags. They've been a lot more integrated and normalized in Europe than they are over here, so it might not raise as many red flags, and they might be able to target a soccer game or, like you said, a shopping facility or something like that. So, you know, these are not the cave-dwelling Neanderthals that so many Americans kind of saw them as when they were being stereotyped with Al-Qaeda videos where they're all in robes and standing in desert scenes. These guys are Twitter and technology geniuses. They're recruiting a younger generation of individuals that are very savvy at this kind of thing. So to believe that it can't be a threat, there's no way that we can believe it's unfathomable. It sounds very logical that would be a step in a direction that they would want to go. Is it something that is logistically a threat to America? That remains to be seen.
Well, I agree with most of what you said, Brandon. You know, these people are very tech savvy. They're very social media savvy. They're recruiting much differently. This is not Al-Qaeda. This is a much different organization. Seems to be much more well organized and much more well aware of the changes in technology and using them to their advantage. From the videos that we saw them post, which almost seem like production quality videos done by Hollywood, they really know how to spread propaganda, get a message out there to recruit, and they seem to be using technology to its fullest. So with that said, Kevin, do you think that we can see something like this on U.S. soil? It doesn't seem to me, if you recruit people and tell them, hey, try to do something with a droid, you know, with a drone that we could get out there, that it would be that hard to do. What would be so hard about keeping this in, say, the trunk of your car? You pull up not far from one of these events. You don't even have to go to it. Think of a stadium. You drive near the stadium, but not on the stadium grounds. You just open your trunk. You set the on switch on, and then you have your controllers, and you manually control how this goes, and you just fly it. You arm it with what you want. You would fly it over a stadium. You know, it doesn't seem so complex to me for them to do this. And the whole purpose of terror doesn't have to be being able to launch a big bomb over something or kill many people. Just the threat that it's being done will make people then afraid to go to those types of events. So wouldn't they be getting their purpose achieved by just merely doing this, even if it doesn't have big results?
Absolutely. If a teenager in Connecticut can figure out how to make a drone fire a Glock, then you know ISIS has already figured it out, and they could figure out how to make a drone drop a grenade, fire maybe an automatic weapon, you know, someone who's lighter, you know, like a Tech-9 or something like that, that's a lighter weight automatic weapon. And as you said, they don't need to get a high body count. They just want to instill terror. And I think it's only a matter of time. They've already shown that they're very adept at using 21st century technology against us. And I think the real concern here is the lone wolves, the people that are either nationals from other countries that are Islamic sympathizers here living in the United States, or people that are maybe even Americans. We've seen a lot of Americans that are wanting to go over to that side, employing this kind of technology to try and make an impression. I think it's something that we need to be really concerned with. I think you're going to see a spate of states trying to pass reactionary legislation, saying, you know, in the next year or so, you'll see it coming up where you can't buy a drone and modify it in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I think
that my home state had such a bill probably within the next 10 months.
No, that's a very good point that you make, and I'll go to you now, Ryan, because I've covered the use of drones by law enforcement here, and I said, don't be surprised, everybody. It was probably well over a year, maybe even a year and a half ago, at Experts On, and we were talking about how the increased use of drones just domestically here is going to boom because there was all the talk of Amazon using drones that were going to be delivering your products. Hey, you like that CD? Great, go online, buy The Lion King, and we're going to drop it off on your porch using your drone. Well, if they could carry The Lion King through airspace, and that's a whole issue in and of itself, and then just have it land peacefully on your lawn and drop the package, and you get it, and then it flies back, you know, that opens the door to all sorts of potential problems. And we know law enforcement's already using drones. There's been people that have been arrested based on drones flying overhead and surveillance that those drones have captured. And now we see that they could be used being armed with weapons, which we all knew was the ultimate next stage. So with all that said, Ryan, do you see some kind of legislation or some kind of action, as Kevin was just talking about, in the near future? Because something's got to be done to control how drones are going to be used. But even with legislation, like we have legislation for gun control, even though it's on the books, it doesn't get much done. If someone wants to get these drones and use them in a nefarious way, what's going to stop them?
I wouldn't doubt it for a second. I mean, the whole, to me, what I've seen with the, all of the reporting and the news and the timing of this entity known as ISIL, we are just getting bamboozled with terror, 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 fear, fear, fear on a daily basis, more and more and more things. And at the end of the day, it's just more reasons to pass more laws to take away rights of the individual and use the excuse of terror. They've been doing this since 9/11. And it's interesting to hear some of those arguments from the other two gentlemen. I don't keep up enough. I don't pay attention to ISIL because I'm not scared of ISIL. I've had direct contact with scary cave dwellers that we were supposed to go fight in Afghanistan, and they're not scary. And now we're talking, I mean, to hear us as Americans, oh, these guys have Twitter and access to drones, and oh, we need to do something. I mean, it just shows how far we've fallen. To me, it makes me sad to be an American to hear this type of stuff being taken as serious as it is. And so I don't doubt for a second they're going to pass more laws, and eventually, if they lose control of the economy or they get really scared, then there's going to be a terrorist attack 10 times larger than 9/11, and guess who did it? ISIS, or ISIL, or whoever they say. And if you believe it, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you're probably not smarter than a fifth grader in my mind.
Well, very interesting point, Ryan. I got to agree with you that there's a lot of fear-mongering going on out there. We need to be more aware of what the real cause of these problems are. We got a break. We'll be back in just...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You know, Ryan makes a good point right before the break that, you know, people really have to wake up because there's so much fear-mongering that's going on. You know, if you're part of our regular audience, you know I'm always preaching and talking about that we have to get away from this two-party system. We can't be sheep. We can't listen to what the mainstream media is telling us. You have to do your own research, educate yourself, and draw your own conclusions because so many of the wars we're in, we don't need to be in. So much of the conflict we're involved in, we don't need to be in. So many of our presumed enemies are not really our enemies, but they're created to be enemies for one reason, so that the military war machine could keep going and keep that money chugging along and certain people keep getting richer and richer. And we all know how the elite keep getting richer and richer. And this is really about rich versus poor, not Republican versus Democrat. That's at least my opinion. But Ryan, you broached the subject. I mean, if you can get the ear of some of these people that we're talking about, and the public is concerned about this, obviously, because, you know, when you hear on all these different shows, there's going to be drones and they may bomb us, and they're coming here and they're doing what seems to be lone wolf attacks, but it's really through ISIS. You know, do you think this is just propaganda, or do you think there's really something true behind this?
Well, first, I know I can come off as a little abrasive at times because I get frustrated. But let me tell you, I've got elderly family members who are in their 70s who watch Fox News, and they're having nightmares about ISIL. That's how scared they are. Now, I'm not saying there's no such thing as radicalized people that really don't like us, and they could even be in our country, people whose IQ is, you know, near the very bottom, people who, you know, hate us. But again, looking away from this idea of why they hate us, our involvement in the Middle East for so long, we have created ISIS. Veterans of my, friends of mine who've been to Iraq tell me, you know, I know I've created ISIS, like with what I've done, and I'm ashamed. But then these guys are also under attack. I mean, the veterans are being provoked right now, active duty. I mean, there's shootings and just ISIS everywhere. I mean, it's a mixed bag, you know, at least the way I see it. But I wouldn't doubt it again if they end up doing something really big or some type of huge terrorist attack happens. And, you know, it'll just be more of the same. Less freedom, less liberty, lower standard of living, more lives from both sides of the aisle. The people themselves will be more desperate for somebody to save them. And it's just not going to happen. And so I'm not trying to be mean or put anybody down, but it's just frustrating. You know, I advocate turning your TV off for a couple of weeks and just seeing how much your attitude improves. And if you want to change the world, I really think you should take a cold, hard look at yourself. Drop the American exceptionalism and start working on how you can be a better person, because that's what's going to save this country, not messing around in the Middle East and falling for the propaganda when ISIS attacks us.
Well, I think we all have the responsibility to try to be the best people that we can be, help others, do the right thing, and so forth. And, you know, I'm a big advocate of maintaining our individual rights. So much of what you said, that we give in and sacrifice our rights based on events that happen. And many people think that a lot of these events are false flag events just so that the government can take these sweeping actions and restrict our rights. So let me get to a recent story of what just happened involving Sandra Bland and her arrest, and now we find out that she committed suicide after being detained and is now dead. You know, this is a perfect example of what our rights as citizens are. Because I'm hearing so many different contrary dialogues on this point. I'm going to start off with you this time on it, Brandon. You know, people are saying that she should just kowtow, do whatever the officer told her, right or wrong. We all know that a lot of these officers these days are overzealous or just jerks, and they're just swelled in their head with power. But what are you going to do? You just got to agree with them, right or wrong, and then deal with it after the fact. As an attorney for 25 years who does civil rights cases and a lot of criminal defense cases, you know, obviously I never want to see an individual get hurt. And, you know, my advice usually is cooperate with the cop as much as possible so you avoid any and all confrontation as much as you possibly can. But to what point does this not end? When you watch this video, she stopped because supposedly she didn't use a turn signal. Is that something that would normally even result in an arrest? As a criminal defense lawyer, the answer is no. You get a ticket, you're on your way. But he's at the window barking orders to her, saying put your cigarette out, which isn't illegal to smoke in your car if you want. And then he says, I'm going to light you up. What was the reason for that? So is there something I'm missing from this entire video? Or are we reaching the point where we're just making too many excuses now for police officers? And before anyone on the panel says anything, I'm a big supporter of the police. I represent a lot of police officers. They have one of the hardest jobs in the world to do. But we see video after video where it just seems so many of these officers are overstepping their boundaries, and there's nothing to rationalize it. There's no point behind it. So Brandon, what's your takeaway from this video that we see of this stop?
Well, and we're just kind of jumping into the pool, kind of in the middle, right? Because we can't disregard the multitude of events that have kind of led to this sort of pseudo police state driven force that are now on edge all the time. They almost have their finger on the trigger over every little thing. And, you know, part of it is because we have portrayed the police negatively in so many of these situations. The Darren Wilson case, you know, he's demonized, forced out of town before we even know the facts. The facts are completely being manipulated and witnesses are lying to the press. So, you know, what the police officer did here is obviously horrible. It would have been completely unacceptable when the video had gone public. Well, what this lady had endured. So I don't know that she handles the situation well. We don't know her mental state. We don't understand the entire dynamics that obviously have resulted in her suicide. But, you know, we do need to really do self-examine the police and really deal with this, 80-20 rule, right? It's the poison apples that are ruining the whole barrel, because we don't believe that most police officers behave this way. But at the same time, you know, we demonize the ones that didn't do anything wrong. We've made the situation worse. So I think, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to this. There's a lot of ways we need to really examine this. I'm happy to actually see her story kind of make some headlines, but I do hope that we analyze it and not try to just continue to, demonize, more than just the officer that was involved.
Well, I agree. You can't speak before you get all the facts. So everybody needs to always take that first step back, because on so many shows that I watch, people are saying it's this way, it's that way, this is what the real truth is, and they only have one-tenth of the information, and then a day or two later when more stuff comes out, it's a complete flip-flop and a 180 on what their position is. So I don't like people to speak too soon. But that's what I'm using as a reference point. I'm not talking about her suicide at this point. We don't know what happened in that jail. I'm not going to get into any of that. I just want to focus on the stop. And I'll get to you next, Kevin, because this really troubles me as an advocate of people's rights, as someone who represents people that goes into court every day for civil rights violations. I commonly bring cases against the city, the state, police officers for excessive force, you know, abuse of process, things like that. So these things really irk me because we are citizens. We have rights. And so many times they're trampled on. And we just bite the bullet, don't say anything, and we move on and we go through our daily lives like that. And it never ends up in a lawsuit, publicized, or anything. It's happened to probably all of us at one time or another. But it happens to certain segments of the population, it seems, far, far more. And my concern when you watch this is, this was a traffic stop. He wasn't chasing her because she was involved in a felony robbery or a burglary escaping the scene of a crime or something violent. She didn't signal to change lanes, and that escalates to what we now see. She's under arrest. I'm just flabbergasted by this. I mean, because it's one in a multitude of situations we're seeing where there seems to be inappropriate or excessive police conduct. What do we do about this, Kevin? Really, what needs to be done?
Adam, you know, like you, I've got a lot of friends in law enforcement, both state police and local police. And the friends that I talk to tell me that it's a problem that they acknowledge within their own departments, that they've got these types that maybe don't have the right psychology to be an effective police officer. They maybe have a bully mentality, or they may be paranoid of a certain type. Driving while black is a very real thing. People get pulled over and maybe even hassled because they're black. And maybe just given a harder time for a simple offense because they're black. I dare say if Sandra Bland had been a white woman, she may have been even let off with a warning or just simply given a ticket. I don't know that it would have gotten that confrontational. Now, I watched the dash cam video that everybody else did, and I could hear the dialogue. She was being confrontational herself. She wasn't giving the officer as much cooperation, and that was building his aggravation with her to a crescendo. And I can tell you from experience, cops do not like to get any guff whatsoever. They want complete cooperation and compliance instantly. It would, would things have maybe gone better for her? If it would have been, I'm sorry, officer, yes, let me put this out, maybe so.
We're out of time. We got to leave it there. I want to thank my excellent panel for covering these topics so eloquently, as always. Kevin Gallagher, Brandon Jones, Ryan Brooks, come back and see us soon, gentlemen. For all our listeners out there, if you have any questions about any of this, please visit us at www.adamthompsonlaw.com, where it's everything relating to the Adam Thompson Show. Tweet us. Give us your feedback. Post something on Facebook. Send us those videos that you've been sending, and you saw we discussed some of them even on tonight's program. We like to keep that information coming, and remember, information's power, everybody. Get knowledge, get that information, pose and create your own ideas, your own thoughts and opinions on things. Don't accept what other people just tell you blindly. Be a leader, don't be sheep. We're going to leave it there till next time.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.